You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is eCommerce Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to eCommerce Radio, your EPN channel, where you can get in on the inside track and find out what others are doing to experience great results with their online stores, whether it's the latest tools, e-commerce platforms, or marketing techniques. This is where we talk about how to have a successful e-commerce experience. Today, we're speaking with Josh Walter, the co-founder and CEO of Brand Jump, a Los Angeles-based e-commerce sales and marketing company focused on bringing customized online strategies to manufacturers in the home furnishing space. Founded in 2011, Brand Jump's team brings a rare blend of seasoned home furnishings experience with deep e-commerce knowledge to its client base. Mr. Walter, thanks for joining us here today on e-commerce radio.
Thanks, Eric. It's really an honor to be here. I'm excited to not only share parts of my story over the last 10 years, but really more importantly, I hope to be able to give some guidance to other entrepreneurs that play in a space that's as dynamic and rapidly changing as the world of e-commerce. So really appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, but of course, to the folks out there listening.
Well, I'm sure we can gain a lot from you and your expertise, and really appreciate your joining us here on the program. Looking forward to hearing all the details today. So if you would, for starters, tell us a little bit about Brand Jump and the unique services that you provide to the home furnishings category to lead things off today.
Yeah, it is. I'd be happy to. So my business partner, Jeff, and I started the company about 8.5 years ago. We have about 45 people or so on the team. Two-thirds of those folks are based in our office in Los Angeles, and about a third of them on the sales and marketing side are based around the country working from their home offices. So in its simplest form, we are an e-commerce sales and marketing team. So we're not an internet retailer. We don't buy and sell products. We're a services company, and we work exclusively for manufacturers in the home furnishing space by collaborating with and really managing the entirety of their wholesale e-commerce business on their behalf. So our clients are manufacturers of home furnishings and decor in the categories of decorative lighting, indoor furniture, outdoor furniture, textiles, accent and decor. And then our mutual customers are major internet retailers throughout the U.S. that sell those products, such as Amazon, Wayfair, Target.com, HomeDepot.com, and others. So we help them manage and essentially drive this business. And you know, what we found is that most manufacturers in the home furnishing space, whether they're a small company and they're doing $5 million a year, or more mid-sized at around $500 million a year, you know, they all of course understand that e-commerce is important, and most have embraced it to various degrees at this point. But at the same time, most would also admit that they don't really have a proactive strategy or a specialized team in-house to really maximize their business in the e-commerce channel and engage those large e-commerce partners. Most would really admit that they're pretty reactive to the initiatives and the strategies that are presented to them. So our team essentially becomes the e-commerce teams of the manufacturers that we partner with. And we bridge the gap between the increasingly complex needs of the e-commerce channel and then oftentimes the inability for manufacturers to meet those needs. So we have three different aspects of our team. We have a merchandising team, and they load product onto site, they optimize the product, and they audit to make sure that the brand presence is what the manufacturer would expect it to be with each of these internet retailers. Our creative team works to romance and to tell the stories of the brands that we work with. And then our channel management team, which is essentially our sales team, is a team of former senior buyers from major internet retailers throughout the country that work to drive the strategy on behalf of our client brands with each internet retailer. So what makes them special is that they used to work at these retailers like Amazon, Wayfair, Target, Home Depot, et cetera, before joining us. So, you know, Eric, it's a really exciting time for us. Somehow, in the last 8.5 years since we've been in business, we have yet to find a direct competitor to our business model, and we really think that we've only scratched the surface in terms of what we can one day become.
And that is fantastic information, and can't thank you enough. So certainly a good leadoff here. Now, you were 29 years old when you co-founded Brand Jump. Tell us about your journey and what led you to that point.
Yeah, thank you. So I'm Unlike many people in LA, I'm actually a Los Angeles native. But then I did want to get out of LA for a little while, so I went to college at the University of Iowa. And I studied business there, got a general business degree. And after 4 bitter cold winters there, though it was a great time, of course, being in Iowa, I came back to my roots in Southern California and went to Pepperdine University to get my JD MBA. And, you know, the truth is that while I was in school, while I was in graduate school, I was never really certain what I wanted to do with this joint degree, but I knew that it would give me options in my career, whatever that would be. And if nothing else, it'd be a productive 4 years to figure out what I wanted to be when I grew up. So, you know, perhaps the initial intention of the graduate degree was really like in some twisted way, you know, some sort of procrastination of what I was going to figure out to do in the future. So while I was in school, I had the opportunity to join a leadership development group called Vistage on Campus. And the chair of that group, and even now 12 years later, still my business mentor, helped me find the path that I'm still on today. And what really kind of triggered that direction from him initially was a simple premise of tying my labor to equity as soon as possible. And that general concept really resonated with me, and I quickly became convinced and shortly completely obsessed with the idea that I was going to build something to achieve that goal, but I still didn't have the first clue of what I wanted to build or how to build it. And during my last year at Pepperdine, I went on a pretty aggressive hunt for a small entrepreneurial-run business that interested me, that I could learn quickly, and then figure out a way to start adding value to. So I met with a number of different small businesses, ultimately met my now business partner, Jeff Skipon, who owned a decorative lighting agency that sold and still sells lighting brands primarily to the brick and mortar channel in Southern California. And after a number of discussions with him, we decided that I would work for he and his wife and business partner, Misty, and see where that would take us. And I did that, we did that for about 18 months. We recognized the opportunity for a spinoff of that original business that had more of an e-commerce focus, and really the rest is history. That was about 8.5 years ago, and that spinoff ended up becoming what Brand Jump is today.
I certainly appreciate those details as well. That's quite inspiring, I might add. Now, most companies are started by executives who have been in the professional realm for 5 to 10 years or so. Tell us about what was challenging being a young entrepreneur in launching Brand Jump. I'm sure we could learn a few details there.
Sure. So, you know, what I think came pretty naturally to me was the tactical piece, selling our services to companies that I passionately felt needed them, starting to bring on team members that had more knowledge and expertise in the e-commerce space than I did. And we had early success because we were a young, scrappy team that lived and died by always doing what we said we were going to do. And I think in the early years, what got me through it personally was passion, drive, and really the ability to execute. And frankly, much of that was innate and then learned during my education as opposed to work experience. What was difficult for me early on in not having 5 to 10 years of work and experience was how to lead a team of people who not only knew more than I did from an e-commerce perspective — that was not an issue, that was the point of bringing them to the team — but the challenge was that they had more experience in the workforce than I did and had reported into more seasoned managers that had training on how to be managers, when the truth is that I didn't have a clue how to motivate, inspire, or even more simply, manage an employee, right? So remember, my career to date had been strictly education, but I think that I overcame that by doing what I knew how to do, which was constantly sharing the vision for what I thought we could become, being compassionate with the team, and probably most importantly, treating my direct reports at the time as partners in building the business, as opposed to treating them like people that reported into me. So I always felt like I was amongst a team of peers and that we were building something unique and great. And that really seemed to work for all of us. And I would say that over the last couple of years, my most significant challenge has been figuring out how to go from 25 people to 50 people. The business really changes a lot when you get past 25 team members, because as a founder who once did a little bit of everything, it's not necessarily second nature to remove yourself from the front lines of the business. And it's really easier said than done. But then at the same time, it's, you know, really the only way to grow your business by 10x or 20x if that's what your desires are. So I needed to learn to work on the business as opposed to inside of the business and get used to trusting the team to manage the difficult situations, the difficult conversations, and lead on their own so they could really develop and grow as leaders themselves. So then the inherent challenge became letting things go. And in doing so, it's, you know, creating consistency and process with the team so that our brand really had a meaning to our clients, but at the same time balancing the idea of inspiring people to go far beyond what I could have done on my own. And I think that something is kind of that's guided me along the way was one of my favorite Steve Jobs quotes, which is, it doesn't make sense to hire smart people and tell them what to do. We hire smart people so they can tell us what to do. And I feel like that in the beginning, I didn't totally get that. And that I've embraced that more over the last couple of years. And, you know, looking back, there is no question that while I certainly played a role in crafting the vision and building the team, it was the team that's taken that vision to an entirely new level with their experience and ideas. And then their execution, their impeccable execution, has really just gone beyond my wildest dreams.
Well, Josh, it certainly has been good to have had you. Really appreciate the details shared so far today. We're joined by Josh Walter, the co-founder and CEO of BrandJump, a Los Angeles-based e-commerce sales and marketing company focused on bringing customized online strategies to manufacturers in the home furnishing space. Here on e-commerce radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, tell us as we continue on, what did you see was missing in the e-commerce space for home furnishings companies that made you want to start BrandJump?
Yeah, it's a good question. So, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we started BrandJump. I was working for my now business partner, Jeff, and his decorative lighting agency. And this agency was essentially the Southern California sales team for about 30 lighting manufacturers, working to sell their products into brick-and-mortar retail stores. And at that point, about 10 years ago, internet retailers fell into the retail bucket, which meant they were primarily managed by brick-and-mortar specialized sales teams, by sales reps. And because of this, we worked with a handful of internet retailers in Southern California early on ourselves. And it became clear very quickly that not only the needs to service these internet retailers was far different from brick-and-mortar stores, but more importantly, that manufacturers didn't understand how to service them. And they were simply, manufacturers were simply sending them product images, pricing, and really crossing their fingers and hoping for the best. And they really, you know, at that time didn't know how to engage them. These manufacturers were incredible product designers. They could bring amazing product to market, but they knew this particular area was not necessarily their area of expertise. And many of them, frankly, didn't actually want it to be. So we became students of this, and we slowly earned a reputation of being able to uniquely support this emerging channel distribution. And really the differences between them and brick and mortar retailers are vast, in that these internet retailers were more strategic, some were extremely well funded, none of them had roots in the lighting industry, and really they were scalable technology platforms. So as we saw that the e-commerce channel was emerging as its own channel, independent from the brick and mortar space, we realized that it needed to be managed under one entity as one channel, as opposed to fragmented throughout the country by different brick and mortar sales teams. So we pitched a number of our existing clients, lighting clients, on managing their business not only in Southern California, but also across the balance of North America, whereby we could become that entity and become the manufacturer's e-commerce teams. So as we learned more about their needs, we added different services like merchandising, copywriting, et cetera. And not long after we created BrandJump, we realized that what we were doing could be applied to much more than decorative lighting. So we began hiring team members that knew other industries better than we did. And then fast forward 8.5 years, we're working with 30 manufacturers across 6 different product categories, and we really think that we have a long runway ahead still. And as we continue to grow and achieve economies of scale, we're able to offer a much larger suite of services than when we started. And it's allowing us to partner with larger and larger manufacturers in the home furnishing space that believe that what we're doing is bigger than what they would ever want to create on their own if they were to do it themselves.
Certainly clever on your part to see the missing piece within the e-commerce space in regards to home furnishings in this space there. Good stuff. Now, as we conclude today, you talked about building a team with category expertise. Tell us how this has been critical, or this has been critical to Brand Jump's success to date.
Sure. So I would say this is truly one of our key differentiators. And frankly, if I was a manufacturer, this would probably be the number one reason I would hire our team. Brands are not incredibly well known in the home furnishing space. So I'll use fashion apparel analogy. So think of us as pitching Gucci, the fashion brand, on helping them merchandise, tell their story, and promote their brands in the retail space. And we have a team of buyers that came from the likes of Barney's, Neiman Marcus, and Saks Fifth Avenue, 3 of their most important customers. Buyers that understand, or former buyers that understand, what's under the hood at their most important customers. So we've done the same thing in the home furnishing space. We've hired a team located all around the country, all former senior buyers from the customers that are most important to these manufacturers like Amazon, Wayfair, Target, One Kings Lane, Home Depot, etc. Our team has a deep understanding of what levers to pull and what not to pull of each of these retailers, and as a result, can guide a brand to maximize their business with all of their e-commerce partners. And because we're working across product category, we have a really broad understanding of what types of products do well with what internet retailers. So, you know, my advice to any entrepreneur out there is to do everything that you can to hire the smartest and most experienced people in the narrowest aspects of your business. It's really what's gotten us to where we are today.
Well, Josh, we can't thank you enough for the time spent with us here today. Some great information. A lot can be learned from some of the information shared here today. As listeners are tuning in, where's the best place if they wanted to get more details on Brand Jump? Where can they get further information online?
Sure. So our URL is www.brand-jump.com. Certainly anybody can reach out to me directly at josh@brand-jump.com.
And that certainly does work. Again, folks, it is brand-jump.com. Josh, all the best, and thanks for joining us here today on E-Commerce Radio.
Thanks, Eric. Really appreciate the time and the opportunity.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Josh Walter, the co-founder and CEO of Brand Jump, a Los Angeles-based e-commerce sales and marketing company focused on bringing customized online strategies to manufacturers in the home furnishing space. And for all the details, visit brand-jump.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to E-Commerce Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to E-Commerce Radio. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the E-Podcast Network.